Hello, friends, and welcome back to the Beyond the Frame podcast. I'm your host, Hannah, and today we are just going to have a short little episode talking about the Body Mass Index Scale, which is also known as the BMI scale. Now, the BMI scale is a tool that is used pretty much everywhere in doctor's offices and insurance policies, but it's not telling us the full story. And most importantly, it is incredibly damaging to our mental health when it comes to viewing our bodies. Now, let's get into it. So before we talk about the damage that the BMI scale does, let's really take a look where it came from. Now, the BMI formula was created in the 19th century by a Belgian mathematician. Not a doctor, not a health expert, but a mathematician. Because it was used to assess the population trends, not individual health. Yet today, it's used as a universal measure of health despite ignoring crucial factors like muscle mass, bone density, genetics, and overall well-being. The BMI, it's often used to categorize people as quote-unquote underweight, normal, overweight, or obese. And as we all know, these labels can have a devastating impact on our mental health by fostering body shame, eating disorders, and anxiety simply due to a label that we like to equate with our moral worth. Now, imagine a teenage athlete who is told they're overweight just by the BMI scale alone, despite having a strong and healthy body. Or someone who's recovering from an eating disorder being classified as healthy when in reality, they're really struggling. And the BMI scale ignores these nuances, as well as just the psychological impact that it has. So here's some real-life examples. Now, take Dwayne The Rock Johnson, for example. According to BMI, he is classified as obese. Does that mean he is unhealthy? Absolutely not. I mean, did he spend $11,000 on steroids to achieve his look? Yes, that's a whole nother issue. However, this is just an example saying that just because the BMI scale classifies him as obese, it's not true because it doesn't count the muscle mass and fitness levels that are on his body. It's also really important to recognize that the BMI scale is not made for people who exist in marginalized identities. So studies show that Black and Indigenous people, as well as other marginalized groups, they're often misclassified by the BMI. Black women in particular, they tend to have a higher bone density and different fat distribution than white women, yet the BMI, it doesn't account for these differences. So this can lead to biased medical treatment where doctors focus on weight instead of overall health. Quick side plug, if you haven't already listened to the Yes, Fat Phobia is Still a Thing in the World podcast, definitely go back and listen to it because, as we have all learned, fat phobia is not just a systemic issue, but it is a race issue as well. And the BMI scale is a huge influence in that fight. Also, for eating disorder recovery, you know, many individuals who are recovering from restrictive eating disorders, they're considered quote-unquote healthy or even overweight by BMI, despite struggling with malnutrition or other serious health concerns, and that can really prevent them from getting the medical support that they need. Now, I have a little bit of experience in that because when I was really struggling with my eating disorder, I lived in a residential treatment house, and a lot of people, unfortunately, were kicked out by their insurance because they reached a quote-unquote healthy weight due to the BMI standard, when they were not, in fact, ready to leave. They had still so much mental growth because, as we all know, the physical aspect of an eating disorder is only a small portion. And their blood work was showing that they actually weren't fully healthy. However, the insurance policies was just going based off of the BMI. And they're like, oh, this person is now overweight. Which, by the way, no, hello. That being said, we need to learn that the BMI scale is not everything. And it does not equate our worth. But it's used so frequently. So if the BMI scale isn't the answer, you know, what is? More doctors and researchers are calling for a shift towards measuring overall health with tools like body composition analysis, metabolic health markers, and mental well-being assessments. because health is not a number on a scale. It's how we feel, function, and thrive. Now, friends, I highly encourage you, if you are weighing yourself constantly and you are worried about the number that you see before you or the number that on the food that you're putting into your body, let's try to stray away from numbers, because numbers do not hold a moral value on who we are as human beings. And it's so much more important that we take the time to consider our overall well-being, meaning our mental health, our physical health, our spiritual health, and our emotional health, because all those factors play into who we are as an individual. And one is not greater than the other, and it's not less than the other. So let's start that change towards recognizing that our health has nothing to do with how good or bad we are as a person. But that being said, our health makes us who we are, and we should take the time to work on accepting who we are and allowing ourselves to fully flourish without holding ourselves back because we want to fit in a certain number of a pant or because of the number that we see every day when we wake up in the morning and weigh ourselves. So friends, let's keep thinking of how we can define health. All right, friends, as we all know, your health and worth is so much more than a number. You know, if you've ever felt judged by a doctor, a fitness app, or even yourself because of the BMI scale, know that you are not alone. This is such a common thing that is out in society, and no wonder we are so obsessed with numbers, because that's what's being promoted. However, I hope that after this short little podcast, you understand that the number that you're relying on, it isn't factual, and it's not true. That being said, let's really all move towards adopting a more holistic approach to health that includes all bodies. All right, guys, thank you for listening to my short little rant session about the crock of BS that is the BMI scale. Now, keep listening to your body and creating art. I'll see you guys next time.